Several of Sheffield's streets were closed off on Saturday. To accommodate the few hundred marchers who walked through the city centre, banners, placards and flags in hand. The march was organised by the group Save Our NHS and began at the Hallamshire Hospital, ending with around 100 people gathering to hear speakers outside Sheffield's Town Hall. The Health and Social Care Bill, if passed, will see greater control of the NHS budget passed to GPs and a reorganisation of the structure of the health service. But demonstrators say that the new bill will mean a partial privatisation of the NHS and a cut to funding in many areas. One of the speakers outside the town hall was second-year medical student Richard Brown. He was also one of the main organisers of the march and spoke to protesters about what he believes are the dangers of the bill.
It's going to remove government's obligation to provide a universal and comprehensive health service to the people of the UK. And what that means is, instead, the government is allowed to let private sector or charity sectors to fill in these gaps.
Another of the organisers, Stephen Harwood, an assistant psychologist at Sheffield's Children's Hospital, says the bill could be disastrous for the NHS.
I know that the mental health services here are very overworked and very overstretched, from the admin right up to the consultants. They're doing a brilliant job, but it's very hard, and if the money is going to be taken away from them, job uncertainty is going to be increasing, they're going to become under increasing pressure, and I just don't think there's that slack to give. I think basically you're going to see some breaks and you're going to get less services, you're going to see an increase in mental poor health, less treatment for those people. It's going to be bad news for Sheffield and for the nation.
The bill has been championed by the Conservative government, who have denied claims that the reforms will be bad news for the NHS. Spencer Pitfield, the Conservative spokesman for Sheffield and South Yorkshire, says that the bill will mean better care for patients.
Well, this is not about privatisation, this is about delivering the best possible care to people. And of course, any change is difficult, but we are saying that GPs and their practices are closest to their patients. And this is all about making sure that we increase the investment in the NHS, provide better value of money, but most importantly, deliver a better quality of care for patients in the NHS and make sure that the outcomes are better for people who need the support of the NHS.
The bill has yet to be passed through Parliament, and with so much controversy over the plans, it may be a while yet before the bill is made law.